由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this last in our series of messages entitled Portrait of Grace.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。今次呢，是我们叫做描绘神恩的系列信息的最后一讲。
Today, we will be looking at Genesis 35, verses 1 to 15.
今日我哋要读嘅经文系来自创世纪第35章1到15节。
But I want to begin by telling you something that probably is familiar to most students.
而今日首先我想同你分享一个系好多学生都好熟嘅定律。
In school, you may have studied the second law of thermodynamics.
读中学嘅时候，可能你已经学过热力学嘅第二定律啦。
But if you haven't, I want to explain it to you.
但是如果呢你没有读过呢，我都好乐意告诉你听。
The second law of thermodynamics declares that matter always proceeds from order to disorder.
热力学第二定律呢，是指出一切的物质都会从有序渐渐呢变成无序的。
The second law of thermodynamics affirms that everythingultimately decays and falls apart.
这个热力学的第二定律是告诉人一切物质最后呢都会腐化分解的。
For example, bread does not stay as fresh as on the day it was baked.
例如说呢，面包一出炉当然是新鲜滚热辣啦，但是拎了出去一阵之后一定没有最初出炉的时候那么新鲜。
Clothing becomes faded and threadbare and ultimately returns to dust.
衫呢都会慢慢咁样甩色破烂，最尾化成灰烬。
Everything ages and wears out.
所有嘅嘢呢都会变得老旧残破。
But today I'm going to introduce you to another law that has the opposite effect of the second law of thermodynamics.
但系今日我要向你介绍另外一个呢同热力学第二定律呢完全唔同嘅定律。
It is what I call the first law of God dynamics.
我将呢一个嘅规律称为做上帝力学嘅第一定律。
The first law of God dynamics says, in the life of God's children, things go from disorder to order.
上帝力学第一定律是指出在上帝儿女的生命里面，事物是由无序次序的序，即是由乱糟糟渐渐变成有秩序的。
For believers, things go from the pit to the highest mountain.
对信徒来讲亦都好像由谷底慢慢升到上山顶一样。
For God's obedient children, they progressively become less like themselves,and more like Christ.
对信服上帝的儿女来讲，他们会慢慢地离开旧我，变得更似耶稣基督。
God's obedient children gradually go from disobedience to total surrender.
听从上帝的儿女，他们会由不信服渐渐变成完全的降服。
The bodies of the children of God may decay, but their spirits soar like eagles.
属上帝的儿女虽然肉体生命一样会渐渐这样衰残，但是他们的灵魂却会如鹰展翅飞翔。
God's children's lives go from power to power.
他们的人生充满着一个接着一个的能力的更新的经历。
They go from glory to glory.
他们从荣耀再去到荣耀当中。
As you and I face challenges of life, we face the ups and downs of life, but we go forward.
你和我都会面临很多的挑战和生活里面的高高低低，但是我们却是不断地迈步向前。
We may have joys and sorrows, but we always march upward.
我们会有欢笑，会有眼泪，但是一直呢，我们是向高处行的。
We may experience failure and success, but we're always improving.
我们会经历失败，经历成功，但是我们一直呢，都是生命被提升。
That is God's first law of God dynamics in the believer's life.
这个就是在信徒生命里面起作用的上帝力学第一定律。
And we're going to see this in Jacob's life.
今日我们就会在雅各的一生里面看到这一条的定律。
God speaks to him, and he becomes passionate about God.
我们发现呢，上帝亲自对雅各说话，使到雅各对上帝充满热情。
Then he gets busy making a living, and he forgets about God.
但是不久之后，因为他忙碌的生活，让到雅各忘记了上帝。
Then he faces a crisis in his life and he comes running back to God.
但是当他去面对人生的危机的时候，他就回到去上帝的身边。
God renews him and blesses him.
上帝更新了他的生命，并且赐福给他。
And soon he is back into his old ways of taking things into his own hands.
但是无奈呢，他就固态复萌了，又想将一切的东西都握在自己的手里面。
Does this describe your life?
不知道雅各的经历是不是其实都是描绘你的生命呢？
Without a doubt, Jacob is a portrait of many Christians today.
其实毋庸置疑，雅各的一生呢，正是今日很多的基督徒的写照。
I don't know about you, but I often ask myself the following question.
我不知道你的情形是怎样，但是我经常都会苦心自问。
Why does it take a crisis in my life to make me a powerful prayer warrior?
为什么只有在面对人生的危机的时候，我才有能力成为祷告的勇士呢？
Now let's go to Genesis 35.
如果你想知道的话，请你先去翻开创世纪第35章。
There we find Jacob in one of those crises that will ignite his passion for God.
我们呢发现在创世纪第35章里面呢，见到雅各就身处在一个危机当中，从而点燃了他对上帝的热情。
At this point in his life, Jacob allowed the material attraction of Shechem to keep him from being at Bethel.
那段时候雅各受到事件地物质的繁荣所吸引呢，就没有再留在伯特利了。
Bethel in Jacob's life represents God's presence in his life.
因为呢，在伯特利里面呢，其实是在雅各的生命里面是代表着上帝与他同在。
Bethel in Jacob's life represents God's blessing and God's leadership.
对雅各来讲，伯特利是象征着上帝的赐福和带领。
On the other hand, in Shechem, there may have been material gain, but there was spiritual loss.
与此相反，事件呢，可能他去到的时候的确有物质的满足，但是他却灵魂失落。
In Shechem, there were so many business deals that Jacob forgot his parental responsibilities.
当雅各住在事件的时候，他望着做生意，完全忽略了他成为父亲的职责。
In Shechem, there were many opportunities to go upward and forward, humanly speaking, but his family completely fell apart.
在雅各住在事件的时候呢，他呢在俗世的角度来讲，虽然这个地方是充满机会可以飞黄腾达，但是雅各的家庭却在这里变得四分五裂。
And so, here once again, we see God's first law of God dynamics in operation.
就在这个时候，上帝力学的第一定律就再次产生了功效了。
God manifests his grace yet again.
上帝又向雅各彰显他的恩典。
And God's grace overwhelms sin and grief yet again.
上帝的恩典再次化解了罪恶和痛苦。
God's grace calls Jacob back once again.
上帝的恩典再次将雅各带回到他自己的身边。
My listening friend, wherever you are right now,
亲爱的听众朋友，不知你现在在哪个地方？
Whether you are in deliberate sin or whether you are in deliberate disobedience,
无论你啊，现在是面对一些很重要的罪，或者你故意这样是不去顺服上帝。
Whether you are in an ungodly relationship or whether you are taking things into your own hands,
无论你是身处在一段上帝所不喜悦的关系里面，或者是执意要偏行己路。
Whether you are doing your will instead of the will of God,
无论你是不是坚持紧自己的意思，而不愿意顺服上帝的旨意。
Wherever you are, God is calling you yet again.
无论你的处境是怎样，上帝都要再一次呼唤你。
God's arms are open to you once again.
上帝要再一次向你伸开双臂。
You may be too busy for God.
可能你今日太忙了，理不到上帝。
You may be too busy doing your thing while your family is spiritually disintegrating.
可能你在这里忙着处理自己的事，而没有注意到你的家人正在这里处于灵性瓦解的地步。
You may be too busy doing what pleases you while your soul is rusting out.
你可能为了满足自己而忙碌，但是你的灵魂正在这里生锈着啊。
No matter where you are, the God who called Jacob is calling you.
但是今天无论你身处在哪里，那位呼唤雅各的天父上帝现在都要呼唤你。
In Genesis 35 verse 1, God said to Jacob, Go up to Bethel and settle there.
在创世纪第35章一节，上帝对雅各说，起身吧，去伯特利，住在那里。
And build an altar there to God who appeared to you when you were fleeing from your brother Esau.
要在那里起一座坛给上帝，就是你逃避哥哥以扫的时候向你显现的那位上帝。
My listening friend, let me tell you three ways to appropriate the blessing of the first law of God dynamics.
亲爱的朋友，我要告诉你三个方法，可以从上帝力学的第一定律里面受益和蒙福。
Number one, remember God's past blessings.
第一，记住上帝从前所赐的福。
Number two, release your false idols.
其次，就要拎走心中的偶像。
Number three, reaffirm God's covenant.
第三，你就要重新同上帝所立的约。
Let's look at number one, remember God's past blessings.
请你去首先听第一点，就是要记住上帝从前所赐的福。
At this point in Jacob's life, he was cut off from behind by Laban.
当时在雅各的身后，就被他舅父拉班阻断了退路。
He did not want to go forward toward Esau.
但是他又不想去前面找他哥哥以扫。
And where is he now?
咁究竟佢而家喺边度呢
？His sons made enemies in the land of Shechem。
佢嘅仔咧就系同示剑人咧结仇为敌。
And when you are pinned in from the back and from the front, what should you do？
咁亲爱嘅朋友，如果你谂下你前无去路后有追兵嘅时候，你可以点做呢
？You don't panic and you don't fret。
你其实不需要惊慌，又不需要烦躁。
But you begin to remember God's past blessings.
但是在这个时候，你应该回想上帝所赐的福。
And that is why, as soon as Jacob heard the call of God's grace,
跟住呢，你呢就要知道点解雅各一听到上帝恩典的呼唤
，He immediately responded by calling to his family.
他就立刻去回应，招聚全屋企人。
He told them to turn from idols and impurities to the true worship of God.
话俾家人听，你要除去你屋企里面所有嘅偶像，亦都要自洁敬拜真正嘅上帝。
Here we see the first law of God dynamics.
在这里我们就看到上帝的力学的第一定律。
Jacob did not take long to respond to God.
雅各呢对上帝的回应是很快的。
His life, like our lives, moved from disintegration to wholeness.
他的生命和我们一样由破碎变成完整。
From slowness to immediate response to God.
他是对上帝的回应由怠惰变成顺从。
And so Jacob remembers God's vision in Bethel some 20 years earlier.
他就想起上帝在二十年前的伯特利给他看过的异象。
And there he remembered God's dream.
于是雅各就记起了他呢同上帝一起他所发的梦。
There he remembered his vow to the Lord.
他又想起自己对上帝许过的愿。
There he remembers how God kept his promise to him.
他又看到想起上帝怎样持守他对自己的应许。
Jacob can look back and say, God is good all the time.
跟住雅各回首往昔，就由衷咁样话：上帝嘅慈爱良善真系永远长存。
Let me ask you this, my friend.
亲爱嘅朋友，我想问你一啲嘢。
When you look back at your life, can you see God's hand of blessing?
唔知你回首往昔嘅时候，睇唔睇到天父嘅手其实一直都喺度赐福紧俾你呢
？Can you see God's hand of protection?
你看不看到上帝那个保护你的手呢
?Can you see God's hand of faithfulness?
你看不看到上帝那个信实的手呢
?Can you see God's patience with you?
不知道你看不看到上帝那种的对你的忍耐呢
?I sure can.
其实我今天是体会过的。
First, remember God's past blessings.
记住要怎样去体会到呢第一就是要回想上帝的赐福。
Secondly, release your false idols.
第二呢，你就要记住，你一定要除去你心里面的偶像。
One of Jacob's shortcomings was that he failed to instruct his family.
雅各呢有一个弱点，就是他没有好好地教导他的家人。
He failed to do his part in modeling worshiping God for his family.
他亦都没有在屋企里面建立好一个敬拜上帝的榜样。
Jacob failed to instruct his household by words and example about the one true God.
雅各亦都冇以身作则咁样教导佢嘅家人要敬拜独一嘅真神。
But Jacob also failed in another area of his life.
除此以外咧，佢亦都喺生活嘅其他方面有所亏欠。
Jacob failed to keep his promise of giving back 10% of everything that God has given him.
雅各咧系冇信守承诺，将上帝赐俾佢嘅各样财物嘅十分之一奉献翻俾上帝。
And so here in Genesis 35, God graciously gives him another opportunity.
而跟住喺呢度咧，创世记第35章，上帝就仁慈咁样再俾佢第二次机会。
But this time Jacob does the right thing.
今次呢，雅各做咗啲啱嘅嘢啦。
In verse 2,He turns to his family and he says, All right, I may have messed up in the past, but now I want to get it right this time.
去到第二次呢，雅各就好似同佢家人讲緊话，好啦，虽然我之前将啲事情搞衰咗，但係今次我一定要做返啱㗎啦。
Hand over all of the idols and the earrings and the clothing of sin.
嗱，你哋要交出一切外邦嘅神像同埋耳环同埋所有不洁嘅衣服。
Because from now on, we are going to give up false idols.
因为从此以后，我哋要除去一切嘅偶像。
We are going to give up false belief systems.
我哋要除去心里面错误嘅信仰。
We are going to give up false ideas about who God is.
我哋其实啊。要除去你心里面呢有关上帝嘅错误观念。
How do people know that God has changed your heart?
人哋点能够知道上帝已经改变咗你嘅内心呢
？By the change in your behavior.
其实就系因为你嘅行为而改变嘅。
The only way the world is going to know whether you are a believer in Jesus Christ or not is by your behavior.
这个世界上面世人了解你是不是跟随了耶稣基督的唯一方式就是要去看你的行为和举止。
Let me ask you, my listening friend, is your behavior different after you became a believer?
亲爱的朋友不知道你信了耶稣之后你的行为举止有没有改变呢
?Is your behavior different from non-believers when it comes to moral purity?
在道德方面呢品行方面呢不知道你的行为举止和没信到耶稣的人相比是不是有所不同呢
Is it different when it comes to cheating and lying?
不知道你有没有继续去欺骗讲大话你有没有变到不同呢
Is it different when it comes to gossiping and backbiting?
不知道在讲闲话重伤其他人方面有没有不同呢
Is it different because you do not live in fear and anxiety?
原来因为你不再活在恐惧、焦虑里面呢，会不会导致你同以前有所不同呢
？All these idols must be buried, just like Jacob buried those of his household.
其实所有呢啲偶像都要被埋葬，就好似雅各除去屋企里面嘅偶像一样。
Jacob called his family to purify themselves.
雅各要求全屋企人都自洁。
Remember God's past blessings.
他要整个家人回想从前上帝的赐福。
Release false idols.
他要除去一切的偶像。
Thirdly, reaffirm God's promises.
第三点就是要重新和上帝所立过的约。
After Jacob led his family to repentance, worship and obedience to the one living God,
当雅各带领全家悔改敬拜并且信服独一的上帝之后呢
God affirms to him the promises that he gave to him.
上帝再次确认了他给雅各的应许。
These are the same promises that God gave his father before him and his grandfather Abraham before that.
这些相同的应许就是当年上帝曾经应许给他的爷爷亚伯拉罕和他爸爸以撒的。
What was the promise?
这个应许的内容是什么呢?
That the Messiah will come through his descendants.
就是弥赛亚要从他的后裔出来。
If you have a Bible, you can read the list of genealogy of Jesus.
如果你有圣经的话,你可以看一下耶稣的家谱。
It is found both in Luke chapter 3 and in Matthew chapter 1.
在新约圣经路加福音第三章或者马太福音第一章都有的。
There you can trace the physical line of Jesus to Jacob.
如果你去追溯耶稣的家谱，就可以找到雅各的名。
And so Jacob built an altar, and there he changes the name that he gave to that place 20 years earlier.
雅各在伯特利起了一座坛，就是20年前上帝曾经向他显现的地方，又为那个地方起名。
You remember he called the place where he saw the Lord Bethel or the house of God?
不知道你记不记得雅各称上帝显现的地方为伯特利或者就是上帝的殿吗
Now he calls it El Bethel.
现在呢他就将那个地方起名叫做伊勒伯特利
The God of the house of God.
其实呢就是 L 就是上帝的意思所以呢他就叫做上帝的殿的上帝。
But before renaming the place, Jacob keeps the vow that he had made to the Lord 20 years earlier.
但是当雅各为那个地方重新命名之前，他先还了20年前向上帝许过的愿。
He offers the Lord the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving.
他向上帝献上感谢和赞美的祭。
My listening friend, please listen carefully as we conclude.
亲爱的朋友，在今天节目即将结束的时候，请你留心去听。
I want to come back to where I began.
我希望可以回到去今天信息开始的时候所讲的事。
The second law of thermodynamics may say that matter deteriorates and goes from order to disorder.
而力学第二定律是指出所有物质都是从有次序会变成无秩序的。
But the first law of God dynamics says, my children will go from glory to glory.
但是上帝的力学的第一定律就说，我的子女一生将要经历一个又一个的荣耀。
My children will move from good to great.
我的仔会由好变到优秀。
My children will soar like eagles to greater heights.
我的仔女会好似鹰咁样展翅高飞。
My children will not deteriorate.
我的仔女系唔会衰残。
But they will be daily renewed.
反而会一日新过一日。
The first law of God dynamics says,
上帝的力学第一定律咧，仲讲一样嘢噶。
Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted.
就是少年人都要疲乏困倦，强壮的亦都会全部跌倒。
But they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
但是那些等候耶和华的必定会重新得力。
They shall mount up with wings like eagles.
他们必定会好似鹰一样咁样展翅上腾。
They shall run and not be weary.
他们奔跑却系唔会疲倦。
They shall walk and not faint.
他们行走却一定唔会疲乏。
And so, my dear listening friend, my prayer is that you will remember God's past blessings.
所以，亲爱的朋友，我哋嘅祈祷系乜嘢？就系希望你时常都谨记住从前天父所赐俾你嘅福气同埋恩典。
That you would release your false idols and affirm your covenant with God.
希望你能够除去你心里面嘅偶像，确认你同上帝所立嘅约。
Then he will have his heart's delight to bless you with the first law of God's dynamic.
咁样上帝必然能够满心喜悦，按照上帝嘅力学第一定律嚟赐福俾你。
And as we conclude this whole series of messages on portrait of grace,
好，今日呢，我哋恩典描绘描绘上帝的恩典这个系列的信息呢就全部结束了。
We look forward to bringing you a new series of messages the next time.
我们下次将会带给你另外一个的系列信息。
So please join us next time.
希望你能够准时收听。
And until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿上帝大大赐福给你，下次节目再会。